Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 21 of Romans chapter 3. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. But it is the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in God's merciful restraint He let the sins previously committed go unpunished, for the demonstration, that is, of His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
Until we learn to see sin as God does, it's difficult to understand what happened at Christ's crucifixion. God is holy and just, and Scripture tells us that His response to sin is wrath and punishment. Yet He also loves sinners and wants to be reconciled with them. The cross was the perfect answer to this terrible dilemma. It was the place where God's wrath and His love met. The only way to rescue fallen mankind from eternal punishment was to devise a plan whereby the Lord could forgive sins without compromising His holiness. His wrath had to be poured out on a suitable substitute, the perfect Son of God. So Jesus suffered His Father's wrath for us as He hung on the cross. Sin was punished, divine justice was satisfied, and God could forgive sinners, all in accordance with His character. His wrath was poured out on His Son, so His love and forgiveness could be lavished upon anyone who trusts in Christ for forgiveness. We'll never be able to understand all that happened while Jesus hung on the cross. Although we can describe, and to a certain degree comprehend, the physical suffering He endured, Christ bore so much more, the very wrath of God. This costly redemption plan proves the Heavenly Father's great love for us.